Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a very serious, foreboding subject as our issue. America held hostage politically, spiritually, morally, and ethically. We're finding a major deficit today in the leadership of the United States of America coming out of the Biden cabal with the Biden administration. And they're talking about the Russian connection with this cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline, gasoline pipeline, furnishing fuel from Houston, Texas, across the South, all the way up the eastern seaboard to New York. And yet the government's basic thought is, and the continual trying to quell the fear, is that it shouldn't have widespread disruption, when already in the state of North Carolina, the governor has declared a state of emergency. The president, Joe Biden, has already declared a national state of emergency. Ladies and gentlemen, it concerns me when the president says it's a national emergency, and then on the news trying to tamp it down and saying it's not a real major problem. But under declaring a national emergency, that gives the president the power to enact and to do anything he wants to do from the presidential Oval Office without any other oversight because he's declared a national emergency. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that with this gasoline line being shut down by the cyber malware, and they're asking $100 million to release the system so that they can go back to operation. Before we take our next caller, here's an article that says gas prices could soar after pipeline cyber attack forces closure. Colonial Pipeline, which operates 5,500 pipelines stretching from Texas to New York, has so far indicated when the flow of oil, not indicated when the flow of oil will resume. This could be the most impactful ransomware attack in the history of America. I'm reading an article dated May 10th. A cyber disaster turning into real-world catastrophe could be at hand. It's an absolute nightmare, this writer says. It's a reoccurring nightmare, he said. Organizations continue to rely and invest entirely on detection as if they can stop all breaches from happening. Colonial Pipeline will only bring our full system back online only when we believe it is safe to do so and in full compliance with the approval of all federal regulations, the company said in its statement yesterday. With the pipeline that meets about half of the East Coast transportation fuel needs sidelined, prices for wholesale gasoline in the future market rose 4% just in one day. It says that it has had the highest increase in a day's time since the unseen levels of 2018. Even the temporary shutdown will likely drive already rising national gas prices over $3 a gallon for the first time since 2014. Ladies and gentlemen, when I put gasoline in my vehicle this morning, it was $3.31 a gallon. I don't know whether you have discovered that or not, but we've already noticed in the past 60 to 90 days in this general area, the gasoline prices had increased by about 30 cents a gallon. And that goes to the point that I made earlier. under the Biden administration, without this shutdown, even without it having been on the radar of a potentiality, we could be looking at $6 to $6.50 a gallon by June of this year, or during the middle part of June, the peak of the traffic for the summer. I believe we have Dan on the line. Go over the question to comment, Dan.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning.
I feel it's time to call it what it is. Two words: treasonous leadership. Those two words describe everything we have seen over the last 10 years. Or more, even. I'm doing some research on some material I just forgot I had and got into it. Back in 1964, the Freedom Alliance stated that beware of executive orders. That's 57 years ago. They were warning and watching the power of executive orders. How a president can absolutely take over everything within this nation. It has been proven over the years that we are totally oil dependent if our government allows us to be. And what are we seeing today? A continuation of not drilling and using our own resources. Now, to me, that is 100% treasonous, and it needs to be called out once and
yes.
for all.
I believe you've hit the nail on the head with that, exactly right, and we can just do a throwback of the Trump administration. He had brought America to the point that we were totally oil independent. We were producing oil and exporting oil for the first time in the history of America under the Trump administration. Gasoline prices at the pump had gotten as low as about $1, $1.55, $1.60 a gallon, which was still going down at the time of the during the time of the Trump administration, when there was an overproduction of natural gas and oil. The Trump administration bought and stockpiled hundreds of millions of gallons to keep the prices down for the American citizens. The price of crude oil had gotten to the point under the Trump administration, crude oil was at about $22 a barrel. Today, crude oil is hitting about $67 a barrel under the Biden administration. That's how rapidly things can happen with executive orders that you're speaking about.
Well, the scary part is when you research what I've just found from 1964, those executive orders and the warning of them were that the government would have the power to take over our food production, farms, our factory production, and every other thing within this country, and control it 100%. Now, when you allow the evil that is in at the top offices in this country to continue and do not rise up in protest, whose fault is it? Is it theirs because they're evil and corrupted, or is it our own fault because we refuse to wake up and resist? There's
You're exactly right, Lindsey Williams.
Lindsey Williams, his book, Non-Energy Crisis, years ago, was out speaking on Glenn Beck and some other programs about the Prudhoe oil find and what was under Gull Island. Largest oil field. Now look in the Dakotas. We even have more oil.
We've got enough oil under the surface in America to supply the oil need for the next 1,000 years if Jesus tarries. But because the environmentalist wackos and the new climate scare that the Biden administration has brought to the forefront, it depletes any further oil exploration in America. And it will destroy the future of America in doing so. And you're exactly right. What we see taking place is forcing America to be dependent upon national, international powers outside of the borders of the United States of America.
Well, it's going to bring us to our knees.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And that's what the Biden administration is for. The Biden administration looks at America as being a superpower that ought not to be. The Biden administration is reflecting what I call the third term of Barack Hussein Obama, where he wanted to fundamentally change America. Barack Hussein Obama, which was not an American citizen, that we were lied to, and he was certified as the president anyway. Barack Hussein Obama is in contact with Joe Biden every day. Listen, Biden's words are not mine, that he speaks with Barack Obama every day by phone or in person. His words are not mine. So we're watching the third administration, the third term of Barack Hussein Obama being carried out under the shadow, the Manchurian president, the Trojan horse, the empty suit president, Joe Biden. And we're watching the demise of a constitutional republic that is designed and planned and being carried out today. But when you say that we need to stand up, speak up, here's the problem, and I'm in agreement with that. We need, as I'm doing now, we need to speak up, stand up, be heard, be seen. I've said that over and over again. But what the Biden administration has done, he has set up a mechanism by which they have total department now, the FBI and the CIA and other police authorities under federal control, that's investigating what they call domestic terrorists. And under domestic terrorism, they are calling white supremacists, that they're calling those that stand up for truth, those that deny the election, those that say the election was a hoax and a fraud, those that say that COVID vaccinations are not beneficial, those that challenge the mask mandate, all of those that are in the position of conservatism, now we're considered domestic terrorists as they have already categorized us. And so we're on dangerous grounds when we take a stand against these issues, when we take a stand against these forces, which are demonic forces, when we take that stand, we're then viewed as domestic terrorists. So all we can do is not only stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, but we need to also recognize that there's a need for us to pray and seek God each and every day, realizing that God's promised us, as he did in Nehemiah, our God shall fight for us. So, Dan, thank you so much for your call and your input. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, am I on?
Yes, we're on.
Okay, we're on. I'm sitting here with my wife, Penny, also. It almost seems like they're trying all kinds of things, and some of them are not working, like COVID. So many, it's such a small percentage of people that are actually taking the vaccine. Now we just experienced, there were like 15 people walking through our neighborhood, coming door to door, talking to people. They were just one-on-one. They didn't have all 15 people talking to us, but asking people about, you know, whether they were going to be taking the vaccination or not. And obviously we told them we were not taking it, but it's just like the shutting down the oil and stuff like that, or the gasoline production. It seems like, okay, they did COVID or the vaccine. Wait a minute, not all the people are taking the shot. So it's almost like they're trying other things to keep us suppressed.
Absolutely. In fact, what you're saying now about coming door to door, number one, that in my book is unconstitutional, because even based on the what they call the HIPAA laws, my physical well-being, my health records are private. Nobody can open them. Nobody can see them but me and my physician. And for someone to come to the door and ask you a health question, she needs to be met, in my most humble opinion, on the basis that that's an unconstitutional question. I refuse to answer it and close the door. That is against anything that I believe would be called the HIPAA regulations and the HIPAA law. And we need to recognize the dangers of where that's headed. And it's designed to intimidate. In fact, I've got stacks and stacks and stacks of research articles where the push now, the push by Hollywood, the push by the talking socialist Marxist media, the push by those that are in the Biden administration, is to shame and intimidate those that refuse to take the vaccination as anti-vaxxers and non-patriotic. In fact, Biden just said last week on one of his stumbling addresses that if you do not take the vaccine, you're unpatriotic. It takes a person that's patriotic. It's for America, we need to understand. We need to understand it's not for my health, it's for America that we need to take that vaccination, because it's a patriotic thing to do, you know.
So, and maybe, yes, that's why we don't have people doing the same thing. In other words, we could be out going door to door, but that's not the right thing to do. It's violating their rights, that type of a thing. And then, of course, I'm retired law enforcement. I'm thinking, okay, are they keeping records? Does somebody have some kind of a checkoff list? Okay, this address said they did take it. This address said they didn't. Now, whether they had that or not, I don't know, because I didn't see all of the people that were with the group. But it just lets you it's kind of interesting, as I'm 70 years old and I'm very suspicious of my government, and that's not a good thing.
Well, you have a right to be suspicious of it, because there's nothing that I see in our present governmental system that bodes anything that would be called confidence that we need to have in the system today. We have a system that's upside down. We have a system that's antithetical to anything that's called Constitution. We have a system that's antithetical to anything that's called our Bill of Rights, the religious liberty, the freedom of speech, the right to keep and bear arms. All that's upside down is being under attack today, and especially under the H.R. 1 and the H.R. 5. Those two bills, and by the way, according to my latest research, Schumer is planning on bringing up H.R. 1 today. And if H.R. 1 and H.R. 5 passes, either one or both of those passes, we're done as a nation. We're done. And I'm not talking about cooked in an oven. We're done as a nation. There'd be no turning back, in my most humble opinion, if one or both of those bills passes, the H.R. 1 or the H.R. 5. So you're exactly right of being fearful and not having confidence in the government. In my most humble opinion, our faith and trust ought to be in the Lordship of Jesus Christ and not in man. We need to trust God. We need to trust the Word of God. We need to place our faith and trust and dependence in God's Word and God alone more than any other time, I believe, in the history of our great nation, if we're going to see God intervene and do anything to deliver us from the evil that is before us. You're exactly right, brother. Thank you so much for your call. Keep on looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a very serious subject. I believe we have today America held hostage politically, spiritually, and morally as no other time in the history of our great nation. And the other approach, ladies and gentlemen, is not just the gasoline outage, and that could be a just simply fluke thing. It could be something that's taken place because of the gravis of the malware people that are wanting to get the $100 million from the Colonial Pipeline Gas Distribution Company. It could be that alone, but it has far greater tentacles, I believe, than just that. And we're going to watch. Well, think for a moment now, the Biden administration talking about increasing all wages, $15 an hour, et cetera, et cetera. And a lot of people voted for him because of that greed and gravis, thinking that's going to take place, not realizing that the hyperinflation that we see taking place today as a result of what Biden is doing in his administration, that hyperinflation, ladies and gentlemen, will take away not just a dollar or two, but the overwhelming majority, if not all, of what is supposed to be wage increases across America, and will be leaving a deficit rather than an increase in the paychecks and the pocketbooks of people across America. Ladies and gentlemen, another one of the major things that we see taking place today is that push, and it's still taking place. This gasoline shortage, this gasoline panic that we see is not only that which we see on a short-term, perhaps hopefully short-term basis, but it's still the lies that we're being told by CDC and by the Biden administration in relationship to the COVID vaccine. Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, there's another little footnote. I'm looking at an article that says Biden's secretary blames rising gas prices on COVID, but experts point to Biden policies that's really the problem with the increase on gasoline. Ladies and gentlemen, Energy Secretary Jennifer joined the CNN's Jake Tapper on Friday to discuss the approximate 50 cents a gallon increase just in the past few days of the national gas and price increase since the President Biden took office. They go on to say the whole problem is we've not reached herd immunity. The problem with the gas prices going up is because of COVID-19. Ladies and gentlemen, they're taking one lie and making another lie to stack on that lie to get one lie approved. I believe we have Joseph on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Pastor Youngblood, with the total support of the mainstream media and academia, Biden is blatantly un-American. He's anti-American, and the evidence includes his multiple lies since taking office. He's terminated 30 to 40,000 good-paying jobs since taking office. He's lacerated our southern border, allowing thousands of economic refugees, drug dealers, criminals, and prostitution rings to freely pour into our country. He's increased our national debt to unsustainable levels. He's attacked our traditional American values, especially our Judeo-Christian heritage, attacked our rights of freedom of speech and freedom of religion. I mean, Satan apparently has just deceived mainstream media and academia. I mean, they're just they're destroying our country, and they apparently have no idea what they're doing.
Well, brother, you're exactly right. And one of the things, if I can just latch on to what you've said and amplify that, they're being deceived, but it's a satanic, demonic delusion that seemingly is encompassing the whole earth. That satanic, demonic delusion, in fact, my wife and I have discussed this a number of times privately, it's an impossibility for nation after nation to be doing what they're doing, i.e. with Israel, now with the COVID pass, you can't move, you can't get on a Lyft, you can't get on a Uber, you can't go to work, you can't buy groceries, you can't do anything in Israel without the COVID pass. They've just instituted that in New York with the Excelsior pass, which is a COVID pass. They've done that now, doing that in Washington State. They're doing that in the nation of Canada. It's an impossibility for it just to be happenstance across the world. It is a satanic, demonic delusion that we see taking place in these last days. And so from the Christian standpoint, and you and I both are in agreement with this, from the Christian standpoint, we need to understand that this is coming through the hands of man, but it is a demonic delusion that's putting the scale over the eyes of the leadership. And the leadership, though they have a goal, in fact, under the leadership that's in office today, and all of the Biden administration, all the Biden cabinet members, all of the Biden leadership roles, they have a delusion, and it is a religion with them. They believe that God has called them to save the world, and they believe that what they're doing is the legitimate way to save America, not realizing it's a demonic delusion to destroy America and the constitutional republic that God has given us and the Bill of Rights that we have with the religious liberties and the freedom of speech. It's all being swept under the rug and destroyed absolutely each and every day. We're watching the America held hostage today, Joseph, held hostage politically and spiritually, morally and ethically. And it's sad to see and sad to say, but that's where we are as a nation. And I believe Christians need to wake up. And yet the Barna Report tells us that 50% of the Christians that were out because of COVID are not going back. 50% of the churches that closed will never reopen. And we're finding as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, and Joseph, as I'm speaking to you, we're finding multitudes of Christians that rather sit at home and watch online church rather than gather together in corporate worship. And it bodes bad for America and for the nation in which we're living in. But, Joseph, thank you so much for your call, for your input, dialogue, and discussion. We need to keep looking up, ladies and gentlemen, to the realization our redemption draweth nigh. But America's held hostage not only financially, not only politically. We're held hostage today, ladies and gentlemen, morally and ethically in a nation. We're watching today, ladies and gentlemen, the morals and the ethics and the values of a nation being eviscerated, dissipated, totally destroyed as never before. And it came about, in my most humble opinion, with the broadest sweep of the broom, if I could use that term, under the guise of COVID, under the so-called pandemic. And ladies and gentlemen, I've got a fistful of articles in relationship to further depth of the origin of the COVID-19. It was man-made. It was spliced together as a pathogen to get it aerosoled. It was done at the behest and the payment of U.S. dollars, $3.7 million, with the leadership of none other than Lord Fauci. Dr. Anthony Fauci is the one that helped fabricate, form, and to develop the COVID-19. And now he's supposed to be the savior of the world, telling us what we need to do in wearing a mask and taking the COVID vaccination. We've got further documents, further proof, further evidence, ladies and gentlemen, that it was being developed in the Wuhan Chinese lab. It was part of the development that was brought from the University of North Carolina in 2014. It was shut down, taken to Wuhan, China, in the Wuhan, China laboratory, and it was under the auspices and the direction of Chinese. And the Chinese, we've discovered now, they were wanting to find a weaponization of some pathogen that could be used for World War III. Yes, I've got documents that state that, ladies and gentlemen, that they were planning on World War III and how they could win, hands down, using it as a weapon of mass destruction. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says the COVID jab, a genocidal weapon of mass destruction. Look at another article that says Tucker Carlson claims that 30 people a day are dying after getting the COVID vaccine. Call for an independent inquiry. And it goes on to talk about what is known and known, the development of it, where it came from, and what is taking place with it, ladies and gentlemen, that's bringing it about. In fact, here's one major article where a physician says, one that's a virologist, explains why COVID vaccines are so dangerous. Most of us don't have time to study all the science behind the COVID injections and increasingly being forced upon us to help to have someone who can explain to us in simple terms. It's this, and it's a 40-minute video that this physician has. It's actually not a vaccine at all. It's a gene therapy, which is unproven and extremely dangerous, and it says do not take the vaccination. Here's another article that says, leading vaccine researchers tell you what's in the COVID vaccine and why it's lethal for your health. Another article says, the guinea pig in a worldwide experiment, and it's talking about we the people on a global basis, we're the guinea pigs, not realizing and not recognizing, ladies and gentlemen, that it was designed for a eugenics program. And one of the things that I need us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, in these final minutes of this broadcast today, is that we have a major, major, major difficulty with our morals and ethics and values because of what churches are doing and what Christian leaders are not doing. I'm looking at an article here. It says, Southern Baptist leader slams church, trying to fast-track open drag queen to ministry position, direct violation of the clear teachings of the Scripture. It's interesting to see how the secular world and the Christian world have reached to Isaac Simmons, otherwise known as Ms. Pentecost, C-O-S-T. Simmons is the director of operations for the Hope United Methodist Church in Bloomington, Illinois, according to the Religious News Service. Simmons, 23, is the first gay man certified in the position of Illinois' Great River Conferences. Ladies and gentlemen, what he's doing is what he calls preaching under the guise of Ms. Penny, P-E-N-N-Y, C-O-S-T, and he dresses in drag, and it's in the United Methodist Church. And it is absolutely a sham and a shame to see that taking place under the guise of religious leadership in a church. Dr. Robert Moeller, the head of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, said in this statement, reigning intellectually on the evangelical movement of the U.S., he said, Simmons' quick elevation, both in profile and position, which the church has serious religious, morals, and doctrinal implications, none of them positive. And he goes on to talk about how this is a stench in the nostrils of God and ought not to be done in a church. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. We as a Christian nation, as a Christian people, we have abandoned the morals and the ethics and the values of the Word of God. As a result of that, we're watching the demonic, satanic influence coming in by this satanic, demonic delusion that's taking place in direct proportion to our leaving God's Word, leaving the Word of God, abandoning the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. So my call today is, look up, lift up your head, for our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, tune in next time as we continue to face the issues.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.